Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, and for one more day, I am joined by Todd Zwillick, who's filling in for John Hockenberry until John returns tomorrow. Listening into this following conversation that we're going to have with two congressmen slash doctors are three folks from around the U.S. who are going to respond to what Congressman Burgess and McDermott have to say a little later in the hour. A televised bipartisan summit on healthcare is ready to take place in Washington tomorrow, Thursday. Analysts, observers, and indeed all of us are going to be watching to see if bipartisan is really a possibility anymore. President Obama had this message for Republicans in a speech in Nevada last week.
Show me what you got, but don't let the American people go another year, another 10 years, another 20 years without health insurance reform in this country.
We're here this morning with two U.S. lawmakers who are also healthcare professionals. They know what it's like to serve in the trenches of the U.S. healthcare system, and they're both aware that there are problems with the healthcare system and probably have ideas on how to fix it. Republican Congressman Michael Burgess, he serves the 26th District of Texas, including the Fort Worth area, and he practiced obstetrics and gynecology for more than 20 years. And Congressman Jim McDermott is a Democratic representative from Washington, also a trained psychiatrist and the longest serving physician in Congress. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Congressman, we all of us know that the Americans are extremely frustrated with the arguments and what they see as gridlock going on in Washington right now. So I want to make a deal with both of you. Let's talk about the health care bill, not just the bill, but health care reform in a positive way today. I want to completely leave behind any statements about things that we might oppose in the bill. I know that there's things that everybody opposes, but let's not talk about this morning. We're going to make a deal that all we're going to talk about today are solutions that you support. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Both of you? Agreement?
Reserving the right to object.
Take that right to object now, because we're going to move on with the conversation with solutions from here on out.
Okay, let's go to solutions.
Okay, let's start with you, Congressman Burgess. Let's go to rate hikes first, because we've been hearing a lot about Anthem Blue Cross in California, which, in spite of record profits, is raising its premium rates by 39%. People across the country are complaining about the skyrocketing costs of their insurance premiums. How do we fix it?
You know, this is interesting, because we've got this, we actually have them coming into our oversight hearing today, and what is unclear to me from the documents that have been provided to me beforehand, California, where this occurred, actually has a prohibition against raising rates unless you can confirm that with actuarial data. What we're going to be missing from this hearing is the Commissioner of Insurance from California, who I guess is running for other political office. Did they approve that or not is really becomes the sentinel question. We already have a system to prevent that from happening. Do we need to create a new federal system? And if we do, why, and how could we make that better? I'm not convinced that's absolutely necessary, but at the same time, you're right, 40% is a scary number, and in some ways you wonder if this happened completely by accident, that this rate hike came in right on the eve of this summit.
Congressman Burgess from Texas with possible conspiracy theories. Jim McDermott out of Washington, what do you think about rate hikes? How do we fix them?
Well, the rate hike issue was set in place in Medicare, certainly, and that is the population in which most of the health care dollars are spent. When we decided that we would pay usual and customary fees and we would get away from any kind of regulation, it was a mistake made in 1965. And the only way really to get that is to get back to some kind of real regulation of rates, of costs of health care. And it's not easy to do. I've been doing this too long to think that you can have some magic answer here. But I do think that it is possible. Other countries, France, for instance, for half the money that we spend in the United States, uses regulation to control their health care costs. And it's possible to do, but you have to be vigorous. In this case, the Congress has been irregularly interested in doing this.
not often interested. Okay, you guys have probably seen the poll results out showing that when Americans are asked about specific provisions in much of the health care reform, they actually support them by large numbers, and I mean 60% to 70%, talking about health insurance exchange, getting rid of restrictions on pre-existing conditions, closing that donut hole in Medicare that makes seniors responsible for paying for their own drugs for a period of time. But they are confused about the entire bill and react negative to Lee. So tell me, Congressman Burgess, let's start with you. Of the provisions that most Americans support, which do you also support?
There are about 7 or 9 things that we could all agree on and do.
Okay, give me 2 or 3 of them.
The first thing that when I heard from my constituents over the summer at the town hall, we don't like what you're doing, but would you please do something about pre-existing conditions? And in fact, we do have things that there are bills out there already written that would help with this. Again, for whatever reason, we've decided not to go there. The proposal. And here's the tough part too, because all these great things that the president is talking about doing is we're not going to get any of those till 2014, 2015 under the best of circumstances. But we could start tomorrow on just essentially insurance reform to begin to get around the problem of pre-existing conditions. You do that by risk pools. You do that by reinsurance. 34 states already have programs set up. Perhaps we're not funding them appropriately. Maybe that is one direction we could go. Congressional Budget Office said it would take about $25 billion over 10 years to do this. That number may be a little bit light, but
this is progress, Congressman Burgess. Congressman McDermott, you just heard your colleague say that at least on pre-existing conditions, when you guys meet in the summit tomorrow, you can find some consensus on that.
Well, actually, we'll have a chance to do it before tomorrow. On the floor of the House today, Mike and I'll have an opportunity to vote on the repeal of the McCarran-Ferguson Act, which gave monopolistic power to the insurance companies in the sense of not being available to be regulated by federal law. We've given that to the states all these years, and the mess has created, and now we have an opportunity to change that today. So we'll see by 9 o'clock tonight whether or not the Republicans really are serious about changing the law that protects insurance companies.
Well,
I'll
tell you what.
We
have 3 Americans listening right now that we're going to be talking to later to talk about whether or not we can find bipartisan support for some kind of health care reform. Congressman Michael Burgess is serving the 26th District of Texas that covers the Fort Worth area, and Congressman Jim McDermott is a Democrat from Washington, both physicians.